You give her the signal like you always do, pushing your glasses up and pulling your hand through your hair. She nods, and you think about her pussy, responding like you like it too. Near the end of the period, she puts her hand up. You give her your secret smile and call on her. Mr. C, can you take a look at my college essay? You hear her ask. Sure, Melissa, you reply, and your dick gets hard in your shorts. You know what she really wants, and you ache to give it to her. You can't wait for the next 10 minutes to pass until the end of the period and the end of the day. You hoped she would be able to play with you today, and so you didn't give anyone detention, not even the 9th grade little shits who deserved it. You really like what she's wearing today. Her little pleated plaid skirt keeps riding up her thighs as she squirms at her desk. Her black stockings, short boots, and silky V-neck sweater remind you of a French schoolgirl, and it turns you on. You can't wait to get your hands on her, your lips on her, your dick inside her. You watch her walk towards the desk slowly, giving you a show as the rest of the class leaves. When you are alone with her, you watch her push the door shut, lock it, and pull the shade. You meet her eyes as she walks to you and sits in your lap. You kiss her, and one of your hands strokes the softness of her sweater to feel her young breasts. You're startled to realize that she's not wearing a bra. You laugh when she tells you that there are more surprises for you, if you keep looking. You kiss her like you always do, like you could kiss her forever. You pinch her nipples gently because you know that drives her crazy. Then you can't hold your curiosity in check anymore, and you put your hand on her leg. You smile again when you realize she's wearing stockings instead of pantyhose. Thigh-high stockings, bordered in lace. You quest onward, and you gasp, and you find out she's not wearing panties either. You hear her laugh sweetly as she kisses your neck. Then you hear her gasp as you find her wet cunt. Your hands move inside her, finding all the places that make her hot. She starts to writhe around in your lap, and you kiss her harder, making her even hotter. Suddenly you stand up, lifting her and depositing her on the desk. Then you climb up with her and undo your belt. She pulls on the buckle and you let it run through her hands. You undo her pants. You undo your pants as she kneel above her and your cock peeks out from your boxer shorts. You watch her stare at it, hypnotized, as you stroke her legs through her stockings. The texture gets you hot and you could fuck her right now. But you want to prolong it. You order your little slut to play with herself, and you slowly stroke your hard cock as she pleases herself to please you. You move over her and push her sweater up so it bunches at her neck, exposing her little breasts. You suck and bite the nipples as she thrashes underneath you. You smile as you listen to her little cries of excitement. You're listening to her, watching her, sensing her, and waiting for the moment when she's about to lose control. You know her better than any lover you've ever had, and when that moment comes, you push your cock in that little pussy that burns for no one else. You thrust powerfully. She is hot and wet beneath you, and she's the best fuck you've ever had. You bite her neck and nibble on her tits as you fuck her. You feel her hands on your back and your ass. You push your cock in and out of your little schoolgirl slut, your demon lover, until she begins to pant. You know she's coming, and you increase your pace. You pound her young pussy until you feel your own orgasm building. She arches her back suddenly, and you feel her let go around your throbbing cock. You come with her, and then it's like a dam bursting. You pump this beautiful girl's little pussy full of your cum, and it's the best feeling in the whole world. I wish I had the balls to hand this one in. If you only knew what your creative writing class has done for me.